True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, Senator Tina Smith. Senator Smith, thanks for making time. I know you're exceptionally busy right now. Greetings.
I'm so glad to be with you, Paul. Thanks for inviting me today.
Your reaction to the shooting in Uvalde?
You know, I have to tell you that I think when at first it happened and I started to read about it, I sort of put up these like I couldn't even cope with it. And it was the next day that I was talking to somebody about what had happened. And I thought about all of these babies and these teachers who were there trying to protect them. And I literally just broke down in tears. I think that there is a combination of just deep sadness that this kind of evil and hate exists in the world, and also just such deep anger that we can't do more to protect these precious babies in elementary school. Of course, I'm in the Senate, and so my job is to do everything I can to make sure that people are safe in their schools and in their neighborhoods and in their communities. And I'm, you know, recommitted to that goal. I think, don't you think you react to it first, and you should in a purely personal way?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to be a parent or a grandparent, I mean, to feel that sense of empathy. Senator, I'm just curious, is anything going to change? Are there areas of bipartisan compromise? My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has directed Senator John Cornyn from Texas to work with Democratic lawmakers on a bipartisan solution to gun violence. Is there any common ground, background checks, red flag warnings? Mm-hmm. Do you see any hope?
Well, I mean, you have to look for hope. You have to look for the thing that we can accomplish. And I have always been a leader who thinks that you shouldn't make perfect be the enemy of the good. There are so many things that we could do, that we need to do to address this epidemic of gun violence. My colleague Chris Murphy, who is from Connecticut and first came to the United States Senate as the tragedy at Sandy Hook in Connecticut occurred, has been working so hard for so many years, for 10 years, to find a bipartisan solution to this problem. And I have to say, I feel some hope that there can be some common ground found. As you know, in the Senate, you have to have 60 people, so 50 Democrats and at least 10 Republicans in order to be able to make headway. I know that there, and it's wonderful to see Senator Cornyn from Texas, who I believe feels this deeply, looking for solutions. And some of the ideas that they're talking about include closing these background check loopholes, improving the way red flag laws work so that the FBI has time to assess whether somebody is a danger to themselves or to others before a license goes through. You know, I have to say that I support an assault weapon ban. The first assault weapon ban in this country was voted into law in a bipartisan way with Ronald Reagan supporting it. And that assault weapon ban was on the books for, I think a decade before it expired. And of course, this weapon that this person used at Uvalde in Texas, used an assault weapon. So there are a variety of things that we can do to reduce the deadliness of gun violence. And of course, there's not one thing that we can do to stop all of this. The reality is that in the United States, there are 400 million privately owned guns, many, many, many more times than we see in any other country in the world. And that is dangerous.
Senator, one of the narratives that I keep hearing from some of my friends, some of them have these, you know, AR-15s, and they say, look, we use these for self-defense. There will always be evil in the world, and these people will always find guns, whether they buy them or mm-hmm. get them on the black market or ghost guns, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. We're swimming in guns, as you just said, 400 million guns. And that, you know, again, the only way to counteract this evil is by having more people who are armed. How do you respond to that?
Well, I understand. I guess what I would say is I understand that instinct. And there are many, many, many people who are responsible gun owners who lock their guns up, who make sure that their guns never fall into the hands of children, people who teach their children how to use guns safely, and they use those guns for, you know, high school skeet and trap shooting and for hunting. And all of that is, of course, a wonderful thing. It's part of the tradition of Minnesota, and it is a wonderful thing. But I always, in moments like this, I look at sort of what the, you know, what the research tells us. And what we see is that more guns actually result in more gun violence. And what we often don't talk about on the heels of terrible tragedies like this murder in the elementary school in Texas is that most guns are used, for people who have made the decision to end their own lives, and they are used in suicide. And there's a lot of data to show that if a person didn't have access to a gun so easily, they might not be successful in their suicide attempt, and there might be another way for them. The other thing that I think is really striking as we talk about this, Paul, is that firearm violence, gun violence, has replaced car accidents as the number one killer of people of young people under the age of 19, and that one piece of information tells me that our worry is not people who are responsible gun owners. Not at all. Those people should be able to continue to be responsible gun owners. Our worry is the explosion of guns that fall into the hands of dangerous people, and also young people, minors, who end up who are troubled and end up committing horrible crimes.
Senator Tina Smith is joining us right now. Senator, to your point, the CDC has data from 2020, the most recent year. 54% of gun deaths in the U.S. were suicides, which, you know, don't get the sustained mm-hmm. public attention that these massacres
right.
do. And to your point, the RAND Corporation did a big study and confirmed where there are more guns. States that have more guns, there are, in fact, more gun deaths. States with the highest mm-hmm. Gun death rates are among the states with the highest gun ownership rates. So yesterday, I just want to mention this and see where there might be some common ground. We had St. Thomas Professor of Law Rachel Pelosi on with us. She's a former
yeah.
United States attorney for Minnesota. I don't know if you know Rachel. She's amazing. And she hypothesized that some of the areas of possible reform, and I didn't realize this, she said we could bar sales of weapons, especially semi-automatics, the AR-15s, to 18 to 21-year-olds who commit the mm-hmm. most mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
obviously we would need exceptions for those serving in the military. How do you react to that if you raise the age?
You know, I have seen that data as well, and I think it's very interesting. I was talking with my son the other day about how people you tend to forget that people's brain development, young people's brain development, is not complete. when they're 18 or 19 or 20 or 21. And I think that there are some good examples of how you could save a lot of lives. This young person who committed this atrocity in Texas, I think, was, you know, was just 18. And I hear the argument that I have heard others make. I hear the argument that others have made that if you are old enough to serve in the military, you ought to be old enough to own a gun. And again, this is the dynamic between people who are responsible gun owners and know what, you know, and can be, you know, and then the tragedy of just this plethora of guns everywhere that ends up being so dangerous.
Last question. I certainly acknowledge our Second Amendment rights. By the way, the Founding Fathers talked about a well-regulated militia, and a couple of our callers have called in and said, what happened to the well-regulated part of that? And I thought, okay, well, that's an interesting point. So I'm just curious where we go from here. A lot of people also bring up mental health, and I don't want to minimize that in any way. I know there are a lot of people out there who are struggling. My understanding, looking at the data, our mental health problem is no greater than other countries in Europe and Asia. What we do have that no other country on earth has is way more weapons.
Yes, that is exactly true. We have no higher incidence of mental health problems in the United States and other countries, but we have a multitude higher incidence of gun violence. The other just reality is that people who struggle with mental illness are much more likely to be the victims of gun violence than be the perpetrators of gun violence. So I worry, especially at a time when mental illness and mental health challenges are still stigmatized, that we seem to suggest that the problem is, you know, people who are people who are who have mental illnesses are the problem. I would also who are not supportive of strengthening our gun safety laws that also the reality is that they are also the ones who are not prepared to spend the money that we need to spend to make sure that people have access to mental health care, which is in such deep and terrible shortage in this country right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, each time this happens, we keep asking, is this going to be the event, the horrible tragedy that moves the needle? And then we get sidetracked with other things until the next disaster. Do you think
we have a shot? I truly hope that and you have to hope. I always say, and if you're not optimistic that something can change, then things will definitely not change. You have to keep working and looking for the ways to get it, you know, to get it done. And I have to say, I feel some hope that we might be able to pass some. We might be able to find common ground in the Senate. Of course, the House has passed legislation, and we also understand, I think, that won't be the whole solution. We won't then be able to go home and say, okay, we've done what we can. There's going to be much more that we need to do. We have to just keep on working at it. That's the way of the world.
Senator Tina Smith, I'm grateful. Thank you for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join us on CCO. I hope you can hang out on the holiday, and I know you got a lot on your plate, but have a terrific Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend. I'm actually going to be delivering the commencement address at St. Olaf College in a couple of days, and with my grandson, both my grandsons this weekend. So that will fill me with a lot of hope and joy.
Terrific. I hope you have a wonderful time together. Be safe, and thanks again for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.